Okay, one more message, and I need to get this out there. If there's bloodline family interfering with this and putting something on this female, in the name of Jesus, I cut all cords. Anybody who's in a coven in my family, I cut all cords with you. And I block any prayer to that woman, that if you're putting a demon on that woman. And anybody who's connected to that situation, I claim the blood of Jesus to block all y'all's spells and all y'all's prayers, and that it all, every single thing that you've ever done from my childhood till now, that it goes back on you tenfold. You've been doing this, you did this to a first marriage, and you've been doing this for so long, I'm tired of it. So in the name of Jesus, all the bloodline curses are gone. All the curses to this person that y'all are trying to curse to her is gone. And anybody who's interfering in my life, y'all need to go away. And I'm asking Jesus himself to block every single one of you, and that y'all might get saved, and the demon be cast out of y'all, that y'all might hear the gospel. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. And you need to get saved before you die. And that's my last. Trust me, I'm going to be fasting and praying every day for the next 21 days, maybe the next 60 days, that you people will quit doing your evil deeds that you've been doing your whole life. That you might fall down on your face and repent and get saved. I got people. I got supporters. I'm not alone. I got some born again. I got a born again sister. She'll fly down here right now if she needs to. And I promise you, we're already praying. If one can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000, and three of us are praying, and we're going to take down 100,000 of y'all. And so all your spells and all, it don't work on us. But you affect other people, and all the games and all the mind games and all the manipulation and all the word salad and all the narcissism and all the psychopathic games that you're playing, it needs to stop. And it needs to stop now. And all those demons that you're trying to throw on somebody else and all those mind games, I'm praying that God throws it back on you tenfold, because this has been going on too long, a lifetime, and it needs to be done. If somebody is a soulmate, I know what the conversation is. If there is a soulmate, why do you think you're stronger than God? Hello? I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but I'm saying that's what you think. So if it's a soulmate, why are you trying to block a soulmate? That's hate. That's trying to play God. You're not God. And I'm hoping that after you hear this, that you'll realize that you haven't deceived me my whole life. I knew what I was in the middle of. That's why I had to get away from it. And that's why it has I knew the same energy that was on her was on y'all. And I felt it when I, face to face, eye to eye, I felt that same energy. And it took me a little bit of time to figure it out. And I understand now what's going on. So whether you paid her, or whether you played a game, or whatever game y'all are playing, it stops now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, y'all need to be knocked back by Jesus himself. It's over. Go away and leave that person alone. She don't even know what she got into. Maybe she does, but I don't even think y'all know what y'all got into. You're fighting against God Almighty. Are you dumb? Are y'all just stupid? Why would you fight against God and His plan and His program? And you're tormented inside. I'm in peace, but you're in torment. What's that about? That ought to tell you something right there.